Happy Mother's Day. Ladies, I hope you have had a wonderful Mother's Day. I hope it'll get better as the day goes on. You know, there's nothing like getting the privilege of honoring mothers. There's a lot to be said that goes on in the church, but it doesn't happen without you ladies, I assure you. You know, I know that God said that when Adam came into the world and Eve was taken from a rib from Adam, a completer. And that's definitely true, a helpmeet. And where would we be without moms? You wouldn't be here. Okay. I just thought I'd point that out. I mean, you know, I know what biology is about. I know I can't help about, the world doesn't know what biology is today, but I still know what it is. I am looking at, in Proverbs, no, not the 31st chapter, the 14th chapter. Y'all thought I was going to go there, didn't you? The ideal woman? I'm not. I'm going to chapter 14 of the book of Proverbs. Just one verse. Even though, no, maybe three verses. Maybe more. But right now, we're just going to start with one. And it is verse 1. And it makes the statement, and I think it's a statement that we really need to get a grip on because it is true. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish pluck it down with her hands. That's what Solomon knew to be the truth. I don't know how hard, I mean, He had a lot of moms in that crew that he had, I'm sure. But it is a true statement. Usually, homes rise or fall with a mom. Yeah, and you know, I've said it millions of times, I'm sure, and you're probably tired of hearing it, but you'll have to hear it again. Men, you're stupid. I just want to make it clear, you know, men are. And that's why God said that I'm going to give you a helpmeet, somebody to help straighten out some of this, as we love to say, our heavenly sandpaper. Some of you are 40 grit. If you know anything about sandpaper, that's rough. And then there are those that are the finished sanders, and they're the good ones. But I do. I'm excited about what God has done. I know how blessed I am. My biological mom, as many of you know, I lost when I was 15. And then God gave me another one. He figured I needed it. Can't imagine. She's not hearing a word I'm saying because she didn't bring her hearing aids today. I think she does that on purpose. I really do. But at 99, she'll have to hear about that anyway. So we're still going after, and it's still a blessing right there. But it's sad to me today that Mother's Day used to be something that was incredible, that every child honored their mom. Now, you can look at a lot of cultures today, and you can see that to be a fact. You know, it's never, you know, you get a football player out there, he makes a touchdown, makes the big catch, and every time his face is in the camera, hi, Mom, you know. They never say, hi, Dad. They're not interested in that. But I've watched a lot of things take place in the 50 years of ministry that's really changed the fabric of our world today. And it's not changing it in the way that I would have liked to have seen it happen. I think there's just a radical reversal, if you will, of the role of men and women. I think that I see it over and over again. I watch it. I hear all of these dissenting voices that come along, and they bolster this all the time. They say that, you know, womanhood, well, that's a curse. Motherhood, what's slavery? Do you feel that way, moms? I'm sure there are times in life that you might, would like to be set free. You know, go visit your father. My kids have been told that many times. Go visit your father. Usually it wasn't a good thing. But mothers need to be exalted. They do. Honestly. They really, really do. I'm just sad that our world cannot recognize that. I'm sad that our world does not lift up motherhood like it used to. When I was a kid, that was something that was done without ever, you know, there was no shackles of servitude that people talked about. It wasn't anything. Yes, I lived through the women's lib movement. You know, they all had to have that. I won't tell you the rest of the story about that one, but if you ever stop to think about it, that song that was sung in the 60s and into the 70s, that's not a new song. That's a song that was sung 6,000 years ago. It was sung in the garden, actually, in a place that God had a plan. And he had a fulfillment for women. A wonderful fulfillment that had everything to do with being a mother. Had everything to do with helping Adam from messing up any more than Adam messed up anyway. But he came and he spoke to this woman, the only one that could fulfill the role that was given to her. There wasn't anybody else. No one else could step up and do it. Today we always say, well, there's somebody, someone will step up and do that. No, well, in that day in the garden, there was only one. There's only one woman. And right there, Satan spoke such a great lie. A lie that deceived her and has been deceiving women for centuries. Centuries upon thousands and thousands of years. And it all talks about independence. But it's not just independence as we want to talk about it today. It's about the rejection of God's plan. And if you could see it the way God intended it, it was a beautiful plan. It was a fulfilling plan. I mean, Eve had need of nothing. Everything that she had in her life was perfect. I mean, God put her in the most gorgeous garden, did everything for them. Everything was just, it was wonderful. Until she was deceived. Until Satan came along, slithered into the garden, and began to lay out his poison to her. And there, because of his lies, and he is the father of all lies, she saw an opportunity. And that opportunity was to have something that she didn't have, or at least she thought she didn't have. And it was called freedom. It's called independence. But that's not what God had. And ever since then, we've had a myriad of those that would chase after, what would you say, self-seeking, self-sufficiency, looking for a way that to do something on my own and not be told to do anything by a man. What has it gotten us? I think it's given us a lot of irreparable loss. That's the way I see it. I see it that if man lived up to what God planned for a man, women, mothers would be exalted today with no questions about it. It would never be anything but that. But all the contemporary Eves that we have today, they're exchanging their freedom for a fulfillment. They're leaving out God, what God said would be a life of surrender. But who would be surrendered to? To him. Now, who knows your life better than God? Who knows our lives better than God knows us? God had a plan, and that plan was not bondage. It wasn't anything that second-class citizenship. It was to set free Eve and every woman that would follow in the blessing of motherhood. That's what he said he would do. I mean, did he not say, if you look at Genesis in chapter 1 and verse 28, he makes a statement, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. That wasn't a task just for man. That was a task for man and woman. Yes, Adam was given to that, but he needed the help. He needed help to direct. He needed help. And I guarantee you, we definitely need that help today. We need more help than we can even imagine, men. You know, you may not want to admit to it. You may say, oh, well, I can do it on my own. I don't want to eat your cooking. You don't want to eat mine. I make great Chinese. It's right down here in a little place down the road. But this is what God intended to be. And God's plans are perfect. It's just when we get them messed up And we follow after a different thing. There is no meaning like God's meaning. When he says, this will complete you. This will give you a lasting marriage. When you say, till death do us part, it was great because God intended it to be exactly that. But what has our culture given us today? What has it done for us? Well, what it gives us usually is bruised and battered women. That happens everywhere. Because the respect and the love for women has been greatly lost. And I'm saying that they have chased after that. But there's always a fallout when we reject God's plan. You can't get around it. You say, well, I like my freedom. Great. I wonder if the freedom that you're seeking after is as free as God could make you. You want to know true freedom? Find out what God wants you to do in life. I'd say that to every man, and every man needs to hear that very thing. That man needs to find it, but women need to find it. They need to find out what God had. But the heartbreak is not just in our world. It happens in our church. It's hitting the church exceptionally hard. Because the differences that they had, we blindly are beginning to follow after what the world does. We say, oh yeah, we stay a step behind. But look what it's brought to us right here. God created man, created woman, and intended that you go and replenish the world with children. That you would have all of these children. And that's why there was a great distinction between male and female. And there is. If you don't know biology, I'll send you. I'm sure Dr. Floyd could straighten you up on that one. But we've lost that. Now we've got. I have great things that go through this little brain of mine at times. Some things I shouldn't say. But I say them anyway. That's why we have gay pastors today. Men and women. They don't follow God's plan. They're following after the plan that the world set. They want to put Christianity to it. They want to put God's blessings on it. But they can't. All they can do is follow after the things that they think because God said. Oh, God didn't say that. God had a plan and it was a perfect plan. That lifted up womanhood, lifted up mothers and exalted them. How do we expect to be salt and light in this world when we don't follow God's plan? How do we expect the world to change if we buy into the world's philosophy? How do we expect to honor our Lord unless we do God's way of thinking? Unless we follow after, well, you know, that was written way back then, 6,000 years ago, and blah, blah, and everything. We're so much smarter today. We are so much smarter that we're absolutely ignorant. We have left God's plan and followed after what a man dreamed up. And that's not God. That's something that has been given to us. There's a need, my friends. There's a crying need today to fulfill God's given love that he had, responsibility he had, as he chose to do it. I'm not giving you anything that I just thought of. I'm reading it. I'm finding it right here in this word. I find it here in this word all the time. He said, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. But he didn't stop there in that particular 14th division of the Proverbs that he gave. I love verse 12. He says, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's a fantastic chapter. Oh, but he didn't stop there. Solomon gave us one more. And if you jump over to the 34th verse, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. All that in that little 14th chapter right there. What did it have to do with? It says you need to follow God's plan. We don't need to follow man's plan. Man's plan always destroys. Be fruitful, go, multiply, replenish the earth. Bring about the very thing that I have my hand upon. But do it because the way I told you to do it. Follow the plan that I have. I love mothers that are godly because there's wisdom there. Oh, there's not all, you always didn't do everything they said, that's for sure. But when I did do it, I knew that it was wisdom. mothers, moms, your job is to encourage your children, right? Isn't that what you're to do? You encourage your children to be everything that God wanted them to be. Every Christian mom ought to be able to do that right there. But you have a responsibility. Your responsibility that was God-given was to live a godly life, to be a holy example for your children. Holy. H-O-L-Y, not W-H. Well, yeah, you can be that too. But to be everything that God... We need your help. Every man needs the help of a godly woman. I mean, we wouldn't be anywhere without that. And that's why we cherish the plan that God had for womanhood. That's why we cherish everything that God said, that he would exalt the women above it. But it takes sacrifice. It does. Oh, you're missing out if you don't do it the way the world says to do it. Really? I wonder what it'd be like to live in the Garden of Eden. Women, would you ever exchange that for what you got today? I mean, think about it. I love my house. It's the most wonderful house. Ah, give me the garden. You may be called to a liberation, if you will. And that's what it's being billed as. And it's being billed that way. It's been billed that way for 50-some years now. And even before that, it was built that very way. It is defying the very plan that God had and taking on what a man could dream up. Who knows better, a man or God? Who knew exactly what would exalt you? And that's why God invites every woman for real freedom, to find love, to find all the things, but it comes along with serving him, obeying him, trusting him. Can you trust God? Will you trust God? Women, that's what makes the difference. That's what makes a great mom, a mother that will trust God. This is his word. I mean, I don't have to make it up, but I'm praying that even though I feel like our world's going south big time, I'm praying that maybe the next generation of children will be impacted by your godly influence. And you will train them and you will do that for it. I had to grow up in that generation of, look at me. You know, I could read to you out of Proverbs 31. I could read to you the ideal woman. I could do all of those kind of things for you and tell you this is what an ideal woman is. But you already know that. But that's not what the world says an ideal woman is today. What is an ideal woman for the world today? What is one thing you know that's right there? I know there one. Glamour. Isn't that what they say about an ideal woman? She's glamorous. She has all of these things. Sophisticated. Aggressive. You're not that, are you? You wouldn't be that part right there. Powerful. Outspoken. All of the things that the world says this is what a woman is supposed to be. They're sufficient. Sensual. Every part of that. I think God covered every bit of that. And he did it a long time ago. He said, but that's the way my plan worked. Not the way the plan is you have today. Not what could be said about you. What are women looking for? If you guys know, let me know. I'd kind of like to have a little insight to that one. But I know what God is looking for. He's looking to eliminate all the distractions that this world gives and exalt mothers. That's what God always wanted out of all that. No deviations from the plan, even though you say, well, that plan's archaic and it's all those kind of things. God said, I can reestablish the very beauty of a garden that we want to say was perfect. It was Eden. And I can give that to you right now. When I think about the movement, what do you see? I always see, okay, I got to get out of the pulpit for this statement. I see angry women marching with signs and telling you and me and everybody else, my way or the highway. That's what I see. If you don't watch TV, that's where it is. It's all over the thing. What did God say? That you're to be loving and peaceable. Submission to someone, as I talk about it, Ethan, pay attention. Love your wife as God loved the church and gave himself for it. Well, he's the closest one that's going to get married here, so I just thought I'd start a little pre-wedding instructions earlier. Because God's plan is perfect, Ethan. It's perfect. It's a plan. No matter what women want to say about it today, no matter whether they think they're pushed down or any one of the things, if we did it the way God said it, you would be fulfilled, you would be lifted up, and your husband would be halfway intelligent, and I wouldn't have to say we're stupid. You know, we do it. But what's the problem? The problem is we bought into what Satan has said. Who is Satan? He's the father of all lies. And we bought into what he has to say, but we don't remember. He's a deceiver. And every time he says something, not only does he deceive, but he destroys. And look at motherhood today. What do we want to do? Have them, pawn them off to somebody else, go off to do what I want to do. Ladies, you know I'm telling you that what I'm saying is true. It's true and it's sad. Because one of the greatest gifts is listening to someone right back there talking to me today. And I love it when they talk to me like that. Because I know that there's a fulfillment and there's a joy. Oh, I know it's tough at times. I'm not dumb about that. I know that, yes, send him to your dad. That's what you need. But I know how much more loving God is towards you mothers than a man could ever be. I know how much better plan that he has for every woman to fulfill their lives. Because God selected, God made it. It was his plan. And it's the way he thinks, not the way I think. Because men, we're not going to say it again. You already know what you are. I know what I am. I know this. That children could be, rise up and call mom blessed, like every man should. And grandchildren, they could be the fulfillment of life. I have a great fulfillment in my grandkids. Now, there are times I want to beat them, but, you know, that's beside the point. Guess I should take it out on their parents, shouldn't I just, you know. My dad would rejoice if he were still alive today. And he said, fulfilled through Lily. He said, you got what you deserve. But this morning I'm there and sitting in my office in my chair, and she comes in and I'm reading. My back's killing me for some reason today. I don't know what it is. I know what it is, but I'm not talking about that. And I'm sitting down in my chair in my office, and she comes in and climbs on top of me. I loved every minute of it. It's a fulfillment. The lovingness that a child has, where did they learn that? They don't learn it from dads often. They sure learn it from moms. Because God gave us this. Motherhood is something to be cherished, ladies. Men, we ought to exalt every mother. We ought to encourage that right there because there's value there. It's something that God has given. And it ought to be received with gratitude. We ought to be thankful. Yes, I know. I know what the word says. And God made it very clear in Genesis that, yes, having children, yeah, it's going to be tough. Really tough. I know what it's going to be. And it's going to be hard. But that came with the fall. But God said, after that baby's here, there'll be a time of rejoicing. I've heard a lot of screams in my life as children are coming. But I know this, yes, Jamie, there was screaming at your arrival. But I know that your mom would rejoice. And she did. And all that pain seemingly disappeared. You know, it's a miracle. No, it was God. It was God's plan for every one of us. You say, what are you just going about that? Well, because I like to babble on about how great women are. I do. I like to say it. We don't get to say it enough. We don't say it enough. We could have every opportunity to say it. But we need to exalt the gift that God gave motherhood. We need to accept it as a treasure because that's what it is. It's a treasure that He has given us. There's no root of that in God's plan in feminism today. We don't need any of the rest of that stuff. We don't need you ladies to try to fulfill yourself. We need men to wake up and do the fulfilling, to bring joy, to do the things that God commanded us to do. What? For your benefit. And if men don't do that, just smack them in the ear. They'll figure it out. I just gave you permission. Boy, you guys are awfully quiet this morning. I don't know what the deal is this. God intended to fulfill you. God intended to give you joy. God intended all of these things from the very creation when He said, it's not good that man should be alone. And it's not. It's what God has given us, men. And it's called wives. And if really the joy that we have, it would be called motherhood. So today, I hope you're rejoicing about your mom. And if you're privileged enough to have a mom around, I hope you're taking the time and have already taken the time to tell her how much you love her and how thankful you are that she had you and didn't kill you when you were a child and you deserved it. But that you would exalt the very thing that makes mothers so wonderful. Because I know that mothers help and women complete and they do the things that are so good. That's the kind of attitude that builds up men. And men, we need all the help we can get. Amen, men. Yeah, there you go. Y'all do that. God knew what He was doing. He said, here's the foundation. Work off of this foundation. Not on the sand of what a person says, but this is an unconditional fulfillment that I want to give you, and it's motherhood. I hope this morning that you have spent the time. I hope that you've looked to God and go back in His Word and reread and realize that this is not servitude. This is joy. Look at what God has planned for you. How God clothes a woman, yes, in humility, but fulfilling her at every step of the way. That's what makes a difference. And maybe the bum of men that we are will pick up on it. And maybe we'll do the things that we need to do to make it right in our lives today. I think you know, ladies, you don't have to train them, but I know you do. Every young girl, how to get our attention. I know that all my girls know how to do that. But I know this too, that we would be nothing without them. And we are blessed because they were willing to follow. Where does the Spirit move? Mostly through the moms. And my friends, that's what radiates joy. That's what gives you guidance. That's what God intended to be. Oh, men, we're part of the plan. We really are. But I think the exalting came on the woman's side of it. Yeah, I do. And if we were smart, we'd listen. You're not that smart, are you? I didn't think so. Okay. Let's exalt motherhood today. If you haven't called her, call her. If she's gone, share her memories. If mom is overcoming hip surgery, go tell her about it. You'll get through this too. And just think or tell her what a joy it was to have me as a child. That'll take the pain off of the hip, I can tell you right now. That's what God wants us to do. Spend the time. And if mom is gone, pick a mom. Pick another mom. You know, maybe your mom is not here. Maybe she's already gone to glory. Well, then pick one that's still here and tell them what you would like to have told your mom. And hopefully you were smart enough to do it when she was still living. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excel them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Sounds like a good plan, because that's God's plan. Let's pray.